When Václav Havel came to Prague Castle, it meant a complete upheaval not only of the old system of governance, but also of the way things were run at the historical seat of the president itself. One of those who has been at Prague Castle since the very outset of that period is architect and art historian Zdeněk Lukeš, who worked closely with Václav Havel on revamping the castle and shared in the exuberance of the early administration. Speaking here with Christian Falvey, he recalled working with Mr. Havel in the Civic Forum, the first post-communist political movement.
For me it was very interesting because he was a very quiet man, but he was in the center of everything there. Yeah, in Laterna Magica, it was a former theater and basement spaces full of people, most of dissidents and then some members of any initiatives and so. That's why it was a very special space and very special atmosphere there, but he was very respected by everyone. He was very, very strong person, very quiet, and I think sometimes he said something, but it was very interesting, very important for that moment in any times, of course. That's why that strong person.
He was very energetic in those early days. Did he keep
but
up?
But on the other side, tired, because it was a hard time, of course, for all of us. Negotiations during days and nights, and it was not so easy to be fit during that hard period. But I think he was fantastic.
And did he invite you personally to come work at the castle, or how did that come about?
I was invited by his collaborator and his advisor, Miroslav Masák. During 1990, I was invited to be involved in some projects. We said revitalization of Prague Castle process. It was the official name of that process, and unofficial was something like opening of enchanted castle. Because most spaces here in Prague Castle era were closed in that times, and it was necessary to think about how to open for public, of course, and how to use these spaces for better functions, for instance, to create new galleries, concert spaces, and also including, of course, practical things like, for instance, restaurants, bars, cafes, and so on.
And Mr. Havel was very involved in this process.
Very, because I think one of the reasons is that his grandfather and his father were architects and structure engineers and so, and they were responsible for very important monuments here in Prague. That's why that Václav Havel was surrounded with architecture from the beginnings, because he was born in a house which was designed by his grandfather. And another reason was that Havel wanted to open castle for public, to invite people and to create something like a culture center here in Prague Castle.
Which is completely tied into his personality in general of openness and tearing down walls.
Yeah, I think he was in a very similar situation than Mr. Masaryk, the first president of Czechoslovakia, because when Masaryk came to Prague Castle after establishing of independent state in 1918, castle was in very bad condition, empty, dilapidated partly, and it was necessary to equip again and to open for people, to destroy fortification walls against city, and so I think that a very similar situation was after 1989 Velvet Revolution in Prague Castle, because the only spaces reachable for tourists, for people, were courtyards of Prague Castle, one part of the old royal palace, and one of the smallest gardens of Prague Castle area. And it was all, I think it was necessary to start new process of revitalization of huge area by Guinness Book of Records, the largest permanent seat of head of state in the world.
He had very strong aesthetic principles. You can see them in a lot of the documentaries about him, where he's complaining about the way his podium looks, or he's complaining about what kind of base is in this Maybe in this place, standing next to him.
Because he was connected with theater life, and that's why that he was a little bit of something like a stage manager also.
Can you give us a specific example of an occasion that you recall when he was stage managing the
group? I think, for instance, during a preparing process for a big meeting of politicians in 2001 here in Prague Castle. Maybe you remember, I think all important head of states came to Prague for about 2 days, and the meeting was held here in Prague Castle, partly in the Spanish Hall, partly in Vladislav's Hall. It means two most important spaces of castle area. And Václav Havel arranged the meeting, including all details. For instance, pass from one hall to another hall through castle area, and he wanted to surprise guests with some pieces of architecture or design or pictures of our leading artists, and so it was interesting.
Can you tell me more about the atmosphere in Prague Castle in those earliest days when the new administration came here? And can you tell me also to what extent did Václav Havel himself contribute to that atmosphere?
I think it was very, very special. I think very, very far from any atmospheres in any centers of power of any state of the world, because all of us, we were amateurs. That's why that we are not experts on a protocol, for instance, and so. And on the other side, famous people came here to Prague Castle to feel the atmosphere of castle, with a leading person who was a former dissident and playwright, and now is a head of state, of course. That's why the atmosphere is very curious, I think, for many people here.
But to what extent?
I think one example, for instance, Václav Havel was a little bit shocked with a very tight atmosphere of protocol, and so, and that's why that he decided to have so-called sweater day, one day a week. It was, I think it was Thursday, every Thursday, and we had to dress sweaters, not official jackets and ties and bows, and so that's why it was something like an unofficial day. And then what was also nice, that we had chance to discuss all these interventions to Prague Castle area, to stroll through the castle area with him and to discuss all these possibilities, how to use the garden, how to open this, and how to connect this part of Prague Castle with another, and so.
And he enjoyed being a part of this decision-making process. He didn't leave
Yes, and it was especially in the first period of his rule, Prague Castle, because after his illness, I think it was, of course, situation a little bit changed.
You told me the last time I was here about the time when the Rolling Stones were here and you had to go through the window.
Yeah, of course, and it was another interesting meetings. Bruce Springsteen was here, and I brought him to the tour through Prague Castle. It was a nice meeting. He was alone, no police, nothing, like guards or something like that. It was nice. Or Joan Baez, she tried to sing in every spaces here in the old Royal Palace, for instance, and it was also fascinating.
Like separately?
To prove atmosphere and to prove acoustics of Gothic space of Vladislav's Hall, for instance, or Spanish Hall, and so it was fascinating. Then I met with Michael Jackson also here, and with Rolling Stones, and many meetings with famous people. Once I remember, I was in Havel's working room here to help with decoration. It was during Sunday afternoon, and once the door opened and one lady came in, and I was shocked a little bit. It was Jacqueline Kennedy, alone. We brought her to Vicarka pub, opposite to St. Vitus Cathedral, and it was very interesting also. That's why that possibility to meet some people and, of course, head of states, and so that's why the Prince Charles, who was very interesting to see, Prince of Wales entering the former cell of Václav Havel. It's now a luxury hotel there.
Was he nervous about meeting these foreign celebrities in the beginning?
Yeah, I think he was a little bit nervous. But on the other side, he was a very, very nice man. That's why that all these meetings were very, very nice. Yeah, he was very modest. Yeah, and that's why that it was possible to speak with him of any theme you could imagine. That's why that he was very open. Yeah, that's why that it was nice to have chief like Václav Havel, of course, and then open for any ideas how to improve castle area or to present contemporary world art there.
He was famous for being very, very modest, but he's also often referred to, even today, as being a reluctant politician, which I'm not sure is actually true. He seems to have rather enjoyed his role in leading and helping shape Czechoslovakia and the Czech Republic. Would you say that's true, or how would you stand on that?
I think there were maybe two faces of Václav Havel, the modest one, maybe, say, doubting man who had problems how to define himself, and he knew that he's not a politician. And so on the other side, Václav Havel is a strong leader of state with clear ideas. Yeah. And of course, maybe he was a little bit idealistic on the other side, but on the other, also men who wanted to help dissidents in other countries, and so. And it means not simple man, but more complicated.
You were here for throughout his entire term of office. Do you feel like he changed during those 13 years?
Not so many. I think that he was Václav Havel himself, and I think not so many changes. Of course, the illness was bad for him, and it was not so easy for him, of course, and not so easy for us.
Well, lastly, as an employee of Prague Castle of 20 years, as someone who worked for many, many years with Mr. Havel, and also simply as a Czech, how do you feel about his passing?
For me, it was sad information, of course. But on the other side, I think that I expected this, because he was in very bad condition during last months. But all of us were in shock, because he was a great man, of course. And the atmosphere here in Prague Castle, especially in early 90s, was fascinating. And
why was he a great man for you?
Why? Because he was modest, very intelligent, not typical politician man, who his main profession was he was playwright, and that's why he was connected with artists, with philosophers, and so. And of course, I admired him as a man who was a dissident in the last period, who was prisoned by communist regime, and but was a brave man, and who tried to fight against the totalitarian regime, and it was not so easy, of course. For me, it was a nice surprise that many people loved him and came to Prague Castle or to St. Anne Church to meet with him. And so that's why that I think his seal in our modern history is very strong, and my consideration is one of the leading persons of 20th century in Europe, and so as for many people here.
That was architect Zdeněk Lukeš talking there to Radio Prague's Christian Falvin.